the gardener. She turned to me and said, "Do you think I'm happy?" I heard a question I didn't want to hear. I knew the answer. I have listened to the cry. But to face it
made me uneasy. But I felt the bravery.
I felt the realness in the moment. So I answered. You see, she's a gardener who has great plans, works what she's got. She loves creation, sees beauty and wants to share it with you. Sees the cruelty of nature and understands its power, yet it fills her with wonder.
Have you tried her rhubarb? Fresh. From Granny's garden. You should.
Maybe there are prettier roses. Would she rather be a coconut apple? Or better yet, a gooseberry? Her hands are worn, the flesh loosened by age. She held my hand in church today for the first time in too long. Her eyes are still young, still life to be lived. This Joe Bangles is not condemned when there is breath left. Still seeking that happiness. God love her.
People before profit, she says. A modern day Guevara or Connolly as a nation nets her down working 34 years in a job draining away her very essence for what?
To feed me. Educate me. Clothe me.
Not stopping there. I remember she took me to Mrs. Prendergast near Butlins when we couldn't afford to go to Butlins.
Caravanning in Roundwood with a takeaway Chinese, the Isle of Man, the theatre. Tuesday swimming with a chicken snack box after, cinema in Coolock on Saturday for the kids' special where I got most of the popcorn, jazz after church every Sunday.
As we did today, 28 years on. Taught me to notice the sunset. Her bondage. A sick child and a broken marriage, all this. And I don't know how to speak to her. I always want to hug her. And I don't know how. So a veil kiss lace with courtesy would do. She's been learning how to stop living inside her own head.
Gets up, goes out, half the battle. No panic attacks for a while. Still manic, calmer now. Still pretending, still xenophobic, homophobic, not meaning to be. Lost marbles down gutters like dreams.
The anger, it's fresher though. Built up over years of false dawns and mistrust, reduced expectations, frustrations, wants contentment now.
Quiet. Yes. Quiet. Peace. Or perhaps bird song. In her garden, where she will grow. Rhubarb, strawberries, apples, pears, spuds, raspberries and gooseberries. Watch them bloom again.
And return to the soil. But not before she has lived a life deserving.
My mother told me today. Pretends to be happy. What do you say to that? Let's watch your flower. Now, I say, and bring her some water.